puzzles. At least all of the puzzles for the last hour. Youth Express is coming up in our next hour. We're going to talk with some elementary school students at 10:30, preparing for a triathlon. I'm really curious to learn about what they will be doing. And we have representatives up from Dreams with Hope coming up in just a few moments. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio. .org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Down freedom highway, oh yeah, marching.
Giddens at the Saturday Light Brigade. That was one I wanted to get to last week that we didn't play. It's the title song to Rhiannon's album, Freedom Highway. Our Youth Express segment gets underway in just a few moments. Before it does, I want to invite you to come tour our studios this coming Tuesday. We'd love to have you join us. We have an open house June 24th, 4 to 6 o'clock. Our studios are co-located in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, right across PNC Park on the north side. We'll be celebrating the just completed work of our Remake Learning Days youth ambassadors who put out nearly 200 features about Remake Learning Days events across the country. You can find, or across the state, I should say. You can find out more about the events. You can RSVP if you care to, but you don't need to. But you'll get details at tinyurl.com/RLTambassadors2025. And we hope to see you there. That's Tuesday, June 24th, 4 to 6 p.m.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the June Summer Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
One of the most important aspects of the human condition is a sense of belonging. Sometimes you hear it described in the context of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Lately, I've heard it often described as a need to find your tribe, quote, unquote. And if you're at a point in life where you find yourself questioning exactly where you fit, and you're 13 to 26 years of age, Dreams of Hope Queer Youth Arts has had a legacy of 20 years of providing ways for youth to learn more and especially to simply become more comfortable in their own skin. We've got four representatives from Dreams of Hope with you today. I'd like you to each introduce yourself, if you would, please. If you have any shout-outs, perfect time to do it. And in your introduction, if you could just explain where you're from originally, if not from Pittsburgh, anything that'll help us get to know you better. And why don't we just go around the room and we'll get started.
All right. Hello, my name is Phoenix Thomas. I am 20 years old. I use they, them pronouns. And I am from Garfield, Pittsburgh.
Hello, my name is Auden Greenberg. I use he, him pronouns, and I am 22 years old. And I was born in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
What brought you here?
Well, it's a long story.
That's okay. Ann Arbor's
a beautiful
city.
I came here for school. I went to Pitt. Love it.
Great.
Hello, my name's April Moore. I am 22, and I am from Pittsburgh, PA.
Hi, my name's Chako Iwase. I'm 22 years old. I use he, they pronouns. And I came to Pittsburgh from Bayonne, New Jersey, to study art and psychology at CMU.
I know. Is, Is Bayonne aware, you might not know this, but is there a drum corps called the New Jersey Blue Devils out of Bayonne?
I have no idea, but the writer of Games of Thrones went to high school in that city. I don't know.
No, it would be an obscure reference, but I think so. So how long have you all been involved with Dreams of Hope?
This?
I mean, no, the answer is probably different for each of you.
Yeah, for me, this is going on about, I want to say like 6 years for me.
Okay, that's Phoenix. How about the rest of you?
Yep. I started back in, I'd say, October maybe. So last October.
That was Auden. And April?
I just started recently, this February.
I also started last fall.
So the organization, how would you describe its mission? And I'll leave it up to you. I mean, it's pretty vital. I hope what I mentioned at the beginning as I was introducing you made sense to you, because there are situations where people can't find a group of other folks to hang out with other peers. And it seems to me that's what you're offering.
I guess for my answer could be like my personal story getting involved with Dreams of Hope. So last fall, I experienced like a concussion and I had to not be in school. I should shout out to Kai, because I met Kai and then they told me to come to a Dreams of Hope theatric rehearsal, and then I just kept coming. And I think in that time I felt a little disconnected from the Pittsburgh community. I felt like CMU was very insular and I didn't have people who were queer outside of CMU who weren't my classmates. And yeah, it really made me feel welcome. And I think the whole point of theatric is to collectively dream together and talk about issues that are facing the queer and trans community. And that's what I have gained from it. And I think that is part of their mission, if anybody wants to speak on that.
Yeah, theatric is one component of what Dreams of Hope offers, various programs that you can attach yourself to, knowing that you're in a brave and safe space where you can be yourself. Missing all that time at Carnegie Mellon, were you able to graduate on time? That's huge.
I'm not. I have to graduate a semester later.
Yeah. I don't know how you could stay on time with that kind of situation. So that's theatric, spelled with a Q at the end. Are there other differences? Did anybody have a similar experience finding Dreams of Hope to just make a difference in helping you cope with something, face something, maybe adding more pleasure to something?
Yeah, I can share a little about my story. I found Dreams of Hope when I was about 13 years old, and I'm 20 now, so it's been a few years. But at the time, I was in the process of still finding myself, as, you know, I still am now, still finding myself. But I found Dreams of Hope was a really supportive environment, even through, like, my growth as an artist and as a young person. I really found it as just, like, reading on social media, hey, if you, you know, you're young, you're queer, you know, come out and, like, we can support you. Like, we make art and we support each other. And that's really what it's been for these past few years for me. And it's a really great environment. So, yeah.
That's excellent. And did you grow up in Garfield?
I grew up in Braddock, PA.
Okay. So I know it's probably true of a lot of communities, but not to single any of them out, but I was going to say, and it's hard to find people, and I think Dreams of Hope really provides that kind of support. I know Garfield pretty well, and I know Braddock pretty well. And there are plenty of folks to get involved with and to be with, but trying to find them can be really tough. I see Auden nodding his head. Was that how you found Dreams of Hope, similar? You mentioned you've been involved only for a few months now.
Yeah, I definitely had a hard time finding any sort of LGBT community, especially in my program at my school. So I was seeking any sort of queer community. And one thing that Dreams of Hope really focuses on is queer joy. And I think I felt that whenever I am in spaces with these people, because we really center just being together, listening, and holding space for each other, which is a great feeling.
And before we talk about an event that you have coming up on Wednesday, does anybody want to add anything about the organization or your personal experiences with the difference it's made to you?
I'll add something. I wanted to say I joined Dreams of Hope because I was also looking for more community and more ways to help with, like, me gaining more leadership skills and just more ways to advocate, because I'm big on advocating and I'm big on the queer community in general. And I just wanted to find people who also shared the same thoughts and opinions and ideas and wanted to give back to the community in different ways and just connect and come together. And it can be really hard to find that in the Pittsburgh area. And so when I came across it, I was like, you know, on Google, and I was like telling my mom, I was like, oh, there's this organization, and I think they seem like they want to give back, and they want to connect the community in many different ways. And so that stood out to me, and ever since I joined, I've been very happy that I have joined, because I feel more connected, and I feel more involved, like I'm able to do more and just help out more for the community and just connect more people as well.
I've known Dreams of Hope for a long time, and my memory is that there used to be a space, a physical space. Is there still a physical space at Dreams of Hope for meeting and doing things? Or I know the event coming up is at a park, but I didn't have a chance to check into the space.
We usually have our in-person meetings at KST Alloy Studios, located in, like, the East Liberty Garfield area. But our event coming up is at the Rhododendron Shelter in Highland Park.
Okay, so some events are indoors, but there's no fixed space, like offices, per se.
I would say
there's an office in the Alloy Studio. Yep.
Oh, okay. So that makes sense, because there's some other co-located spaces. And I didn't want to put you on the spot. It's been a while since I've had a chance to have any interaction with Dreams of Hope. So Queer Futures Forum is an event that you've got planned for Wednesday. I think it's for ages 13 and up, but it's for everybody. Allies, questioning folks, queer folks, it's outdoors. I get the feeling it can be as structured or low-key as you want it to be as a participant. What can folks expect?
Expect an evening of really great conversation. We're going to be discussing how to navigate issues we face as a Pittsburgh community, and how to better develop our future, how to navigate just improving our future as, like, queer people living in Pittsburgh, and how to make our city more livable for queer people.
Anybody want to add anything to maybe what you're looking forward to about the event? And let me ask you this, Ken. A 13 or 14-year-old might want to come with a parent, as they would any other event. Is that okay?
Yeah, of course.
Definitely.
There's going to be ice cream.
Yes.
There's going to be ice cream. We're going to have fun. Yes.
Food.
I wanted to say one of the topics we're covering is youth and families, so we would love to have young people there to represent themselves and advocate for their needs, whether that's with a parent or with friends.
I don't know the statistic, but there are GSAs, Gay Straight Alliances, and I would say at least half of the high schools in Allegheny County, if not more. And here's an opportunity. If you're involved with the GSA, you might want to get involved in this event. Where is the location? Dreamsofhope.org is how you can get additional details. But mention the location again.
Highland Park at the road, how you say it?
The Rhododendron Shelter.
Yeah.
The Rhododendron Shelter at Highland Park. And I believe there's more information at the website that you can find out. Do you, it sounds like a really good opportunity to, well, to do a few things. Just honest, authentic education about what's going on, maybe to recalibrate regarding certain issues, correct misperceptions, which unfortunately, well, they're rampant about all groups of people, but they've particularly been so in this case. Chance to make new friends, maybe get some resources and pointers too, and as Auden mentioned, ice cream.
Yeah, we also will have a game to play, and
I would also like to mention that because there's going to be a lot of resource sharing, this might also be an opportunity for people to become involved in advocacy or movement that they might not be able to access in other places. So there's going to be a letter writing table to write to an incarcerated trans person in a Pennsylvania state facility, and also opportunities to learn more about that specific issue.
That's great. And I see April just get a big smile when it comes to advocacy.
Yeah.
Those are important skills.
Yeah, I think advocating is very important, especially for the community in Pittsburgh.
Well, I'm glad you're all here. You guys are all in your early 20s. I often will ask this of people in their late teens, but I'm just curious, do you have career plans that you might want to talk about that you're pursuing? Chaka, what are you when you finish? What's your degree going to be in?
So CMU has the BXA program, which is supposed to be like an intercollegiate program where you study a fine art and then something in the School of Science or Humanities. So I'm studying art and psychology. So I will have a degree that is two things. For career, I am interested in specifically having a career that's focused on serving the incarcerated trans community. And I started a project with a local organization, Let's Get Free, that's called Project Chrysalis, which is focused on, there's no digital presence yet, but there is a social presence. But yeah, I've considered things like social worker, Department of Correction psychologist, paralegal, lawyer, but I'm not sure at the current moment.
Well, there, and no one ever really is, but it's neat to find out what you're thinking about. How about you, April? I bet it's going to involve advocacy of some sort.
Yeah. So I would say I'm still kind of figuring out like exactly what, but I think I figured out for the most part. I know I'm very strong on wanting to, like I said earlier, advocate for the community. So I want to be in different LGBTQ and mental health spaces and organizations, not only just in Pittsburgh, but my plan is to do it around the world. So traveling to these different organizations, connecting with them, telling my story, being able to hear other people's stories, whether they're young ones or older ones or same age as me, and being able to help them and give back to them. And just build a brand and just being able to connect the community in many different ways. And like I said, again, I'm just very strong on advocating. So that's my whole plan for right now. In any ways that I can advocate, connect, tell my story, host events like how we're doing right now, I'm really big on that too. Being able to bring back queer joy and in many different spaces, like I said, not just in Pittsburgh, but just around the world in other cities and states. So that's my plan as of right now.
Otten, I know you just graduated, mm-hmm. right? Do you know what you want to do?
Yeah, so I just graduated from Pitt. The program I was in was called Applied Developmental Psychology. It's a really cool program in their School of Education. And on Monday, I'm starting my first full-time job. I'm really excited. It's going to be 412 Youth Zone downtown with Auberly. So I'm very excited to get started. And yeah, those are my plans, just to continue to help youth and families through anything that I can.
It's a great organization. We've done work with them in the past, so congratulations
Thank
to you.
You.
And Phoenix, what about you?
So currently I'm in school for construction at the Garfield Jubilee Association. But truly my first love is theater. So anything I can do involving theater, advocacy, communication, and involving that with my tools that I now have in construction, that's my goal, and that's, you know, what I'm learning now.
Thank you to all of you. Dreams of Hope, and it's a Queer Futures Forum, which is June 25th, Highland Park, starting at 5:30, ages 13 and up, and you can learn more at dreamsofhope.org.
St. Paul, Detroit, Alcoa, Gallaloo, Toledo, Tulsa, Boston, San Francisco, Kalamazoo, Denver, Duluth, Des Moines, New York, D.C., Chicago, Tonopah, Milwaukee, Trenton, Corpus Christi. It's the same thing. You find it consistent wherever you go. I think it's so. The faces may change, the places may change. You see, it's the same old story, love and glory. So if your mind is life and in despair, run and hide, cause you'll find it's the same thing everywhere. So smack whap dap dap see ba do ba do bap shoot do do ba do 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 Philadelphia, Dallas, Oakland, North Torrington, Wheeling, Las Vegas, Cleveland, Omaha,
Grand Rapids, Walla Walla, Princeton, Portland, Chattanooga. It's the same thing. You find it consistent wherever you go. I think it's so. Though the faces may change and the places may change, you see it's the same old story, love and glory. For if your life is bleak and it's red, don't run and hide, 'cause you'll find it's the same thing everywhere. So if your life is bleak and in despair, don't run and hide, 'cause you'll find it's the same thing everywhere.
Little Touch of Pittsburgh with Eddie Jefferson as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. In just a few moments, you are going to meet Kids of Steel.
I'm getting ready to swing into action as the sun settles in.
Is the name of that group, Open Range and the Stampede Swing Band, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And in just a moment, you're going to meet some remarkable students. Each 10 or 11 years of age, who are about to accomplish something exactly, well, not exactly, but about a month from now, as they take part in the Habitat for Humanity Youth Triathlon.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or mjbergerfoundation.org.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
I'd like you to meet everybody that is here in the studio this morning, and then we'll talk a little bit about what they are up to. Why don't we go around the room, and we'll start with Andrew and work our way over to Veda. Could you introduce yourself? Let us know how old you are, maybe things you enjoy doing, and if you have any shout-outs, this is a perfect time to do it. Andrew, you want to start?
Yeah. My name is Andrew. I am 11 years old, and I like to play a lot of sports like football, skiing, and I like doing this track program because it helps me build my strength and speed.
Excellent. Any shout-outs to anybody in your family or any other friends?
Yeah, shout-out to my friend Brody McGorry and my mom and dad.
Now, let's go to your left, and I believe we have Jack.
Hi, my name is Jack. I'm 11 years old. I like to bike, I like to swim, I like to run, and I like to play with my friends. And this track program helps me build my strength and helps me have fun.
Any shout-outs for you?
My brother Patrick Morrow and my mom and dad.
Nice to meet you. Now let's meet Easton.
Hi, my name is Easton. I'm 11 years old, and I really enjoy running, and I love doing my favorite sports, baseball, and I like doing other sports like football, and I am really into track, and I enjoy really doing it. It's really good for me because it gets a good exercise, and I like the shout out to Mrs. Himes because she's been practicing with us and making us a better runner and being an amazing person. And I also like the shout out to my parents.
Now, those three students are all at Shaler Area Elementary School. Our next student is from Eden Hall Elementary School, and I'll let you introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Veda, and I love biking with my neighbors and swimming with them as well. I also love doing Kids of Steel. I have a shout out to my neighbors Ella and Lenny, and to my mom and to my dad.
Nice to meet each of you. And in the studio with us too is Ms. Himes, who is the fourth grade reading teacher, a fourth grade reading teacher at Shaler Area Elementary School, and also the Kids of Steel coach. I should just give you a chance to say hello if you would like to, and we'll talk more with the kids.
Hi, my name is Kelly Himes, and I'm the Kids of Steel coach at Shaler Elementary School, and we are embarking on our triathlon here coming up, and it's our first year for such a popular event, and we're really excited for this, and we appreciate this opportunity to be here and to share our experiences. So thank you so much.
You bet. Now, this is happening July 19th at North Park. North Park is a big place. The North Park swimming pool is more or less the focal point. So I'd like to talk with you four now. Can one of you tell me what a triathlon is?
A triathlon is a swim, a bike, and a run.
And how does that all come together? Anybody want to tell me? You do all three? Is it in a certain order? Or I wouldn't even know how to begin that kind of thing.
So you swim, and then you have to go quick because you have to put on your shoes and socks and go on, switch to your bike, and then you bike, and then you go to running.
Wow, do you have to switch clothes between biking and running?
You don't have to.
I'm glad you brought that up. I never would have thought about that. Do you provide your own bike?
Yeah.
So there's a lot. You were going to say something.
Yeah, you have to provide your own bike, and sometimes you can wear tracksuits, which help you on a bike.
There's a lot to think about. You know, sometimes when you see cars racing, there are pit crews that kind of help make sure the drivers get their tires changed. Does anybody help you, or are you all on your own when you do this?
You just go by yourself as the race goes on.
So you can't be somebody who's there to help you change your shoes or
no.
Anything that's up to you. I'm curious, for the three of you, you have to integrate these three different skills. Your capability is first a swimmer, then a biker, and then a runner. Are you finding that there's some you need to work on more than others? I gather is it speed primarily?
Running you usually have to work more on because you have to swim and then you bike, so you're tired, so you have to learn how to like push your body.
Interesting. So you have to learn how to run when you're exhausted.
Yeah.
What do you think?
So the thing is that some people have the weakest of the three. My weakest is probably the swimming, and my strongest is probably running. So it depends what you're best at, and it depends on your speed. But sometimes if you go slow in the one, you could catch up.
Do you have to think about conserving your energy at all? So what do you think, Vada?
Yes, normally you have to...
Veda, I'm sorry.
Yes, normally you have to conserve it when you're biking. On hills, you shouldn't really pedal fast because you have to keep some energy left for the run.
I think that would be hard to do. Anybody else have any thoughts about conserving energy?
Well, I practice almost every day on this really steep hill, and I always just like to build my leg strength. And what I do is at the top of the hill, I start to slow down, but then usually there's a bottom hill, and that's when I go really fast. In the top hill, when I'm at the hill, I'm going medium speed and just pushing through it.
Any other thoughts on saving your energy? I think that's a very hard thing to do. I'm here for 6 hours on a Saturday, so I started at 6 this morning. I know that I need to not lose all my energy in the first 30 minutes or so, and there's things like that you need to do. It's fascinating. And I would imagine, just to move away for a minute, do you find this applies to other things in your life, like how maybe if you're playing a game or a sport or really anything, that sometimes starting real fast ends up not being the best thing to do? I'm seeing a few nodding heads. I find that sometimes. Do you have an example at all? No. No, but it I think it can be very true. It sounds like Ms. Himes has a thought.
I just wanted to explain kind of our training process. And we started in the spring with the Kids of Steel program where the kids had learned how to pace themselves during a running race. So we kind of started there as our foundation. And we'll actually begin this Tuesday, or this Wednesday, we'll be working on transitions and how to, just as you explained, kind of distribute the energy and make sure they save up for the end of the race. So they'll be really working through that. But as you can see, they've been diligently practicing and doing a little bit each week in terms of the swim, bike, and run. So we're excited to kind of put it all together starting this week.
That's amazing. Now, some of you did the City of Pittsburgh Marathon, I think. Who did the marathon? I'd be really curious to hear your reflections on that. Andrew, we'll start with you. How long is it, and what was it like?
It's only a mile, which I think is good for our age, and it's really fun because you get to race all through the city, and my favorite part is going over the bridge because you get to really see a lot, and it's a really cool view, and the race is just really fun.
Yeah, Andrew is 11, so a mile, that can be a long distance to run. And let me ask you, Veda, what was your experience?
My experience is it was very fun, and there was a lot of scenery along the way. Like, there were a bunch of buildings, and there was also, like, marching bands around, which is really fun.
Very nice. So they were cheering you on, I would imagine, which is a good thing. Now, this race, did you also run in the marathon?
I didn't realize that.
Tell me about your experience.
So I love running it because it's a lot of action, and I love all the cheering, and I love the ending too. So it's like just really cool that everybody's cheering you on, and you get like a lot of confidence that you can do it, and it's also just very fun going through the city on the roads.
That's East End. It sounds like you can still picture it. Jack, have you run any races? You didn't do a marathon, but you've probably run some other running races like this, I would imagine.
So I sometimes do 5Ks with my brother because he's really into running, and I
He placed third in the Rams run last fall, actually. He did really well.
That's
so
great.
So you want to share that?
And yeah, that was really fun because not as many people are there, which is kind of fun because you don't get worried that you're going to do bad, but it's still fun because everybody else is there that you, like, know, so it's fun.
That's good. It sounds like... Yeah, that makes you a good sport. That's not your brother outside, is it?
No.
No. Somebody's who wants to claim him? Veda's going to. Who is that?
That's my brother, Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy. Nice to have you here. He's got a Kids of Steel shirt on, which is great to see. So between now and July 19th, what's your priority in terms of preparation? What are you really focused on to get in the right space? Everybody's hand is up. Let's start with you, Easton.
So I'm just feeling really confident so I could do it all because it's a lot of exercise and it's a lot of work. So I'm just really trying to get the whole thing and try not stopping.
That's a great answer. Who else would like to share their priority? Andrew?
I think with me on the swim team and me practicing my biking a lot, I think I should be good for those two. And the Kids of Steel helped me get in a good pace for this triathlon, along with the swim and my practice of biking.
Jack?
I ride my bike almost like every day, so... I like to run with my brother sometimes, so it's really fun to practice because once you are on the race day, you are ready and you feel confident.
So continuing to practice, and Veda, a priority for you?
My priority is trying not to stop because I just moved up in age group, so I'm probably not going to get a record, but I just don't want to stop.
That's a good attitude. You want to keep your perseverance going and knowing that it's really yourself. You're competing against yourself, but you just want to keep getting better yourself. So I have two more questions for you. First, did anybody want to say something they didn't get a chance to say? Yes.
I also run, like I play with my friends a lot, and we run a lot. So I feel like that's also kind of in a way training because I run like in every game that we play. So it's like, I guess it's a kind of an exercise.
Absolutely, yeah. And Andrew?
The training in the triathlon also helps me with my other sports, like football, helps me with leg strength for skiing, and it also helps like with stamina, especially when I'm on like racing on my dirt bike, because I also do that. And the overall triathlon just helps with a lot of things.
And did anybody else miss saying something they wanted to add?
I just wanted to recognize all four of the kids here because this is definitely a very challenging event since it involves all three sports, and you guys are really brave and courageous and determined, so I wanted to give them a shout out because they're very hard workers and I'm proud of them.
Thank you, Ms. Himes. Now my other question, I know you guys are 11, Veda, you soon will be 11, you're 10. I know it's early, but I'm curious if you've thought of what you might want to do when you're older, what kind of job you might want to have or something you might want to be. Andrew, we'll just go right around the room.
Plan A for me would be an NFL football player. And my other one, and I think this is going to be a good one, an Olympic skier and possibly a motocross racer.
And let's hear from Jack.
Well, I either want to be a police officer when I grow up or an engineer.
Do you know any police officers or engineers?
Some of my friends' dads are police officers, and it's fun to see them in their uniforms and stuff.
Easton?
When I'm older, I have two things. The first one would probably be I really enjoy baseball, so I would want to be in the MLB. And what my, like, job is, like, formal job would be being a vet because I love helping animals.
Thank you. And finally, we go to Veda.
I would want to be a singer and actress because I do theater and I really love it.
Well, I'm glad you all shared these interests because they show that they go beyond your athleticism. You've got other ideas, whether it be other particular sports and the other careers you mentioned. Good luck on your upcoming event. This is sponsored by Habitat for Humanity, and you can learn more at Habitat Youth Try. T-R-I for triathlon, habitatyouthtry.org. Thanks to each of you for being here with us today. We very much appreciate it.
This next thing was written at the time when computers were not as broadly, well, they didn't have the PC, and only they were huge things that filled rooms, and there were cards and tape, miles of it. And if you mentioned the word computer, people would just fall off their chairs. So we being on the leading edge of satire at that time, wrote this here tune, kind of a parallel or a parody on the John Henry, the steel driving man. You remember the guy had the race with the steam engine? Well, we thought, how droll. If a thinker were to have a race with a computer, you see, you get the parallels.
Now, if we'd have been smart,
yeah,
instead of going into satire, we would have gone into computers.
Nonetheless, this is the story of an idiot.
When John Henry was a little baby, he was sitting on his mommy's knee. He picked up a slide rule and a book on mathematics, saying, "Thinking's gonna be the job for me." Said, "Thinking's gonna be the job for me."
Yes, sir, when John Henry was just a little bitty, 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 bitty baby.
Just a little thinker.
Yes. He thought, when I grow up, I'm gonna be a thinking man.
With a filter.
You remember those? So he went to school for it. Yes, he studied algebra and thinking, geometry and thinking, trigonometry and thinking, calculus and thinking.
And counting. Yes,
yes, that too. He had a little trouble with English, though.
Oh, yeah. Grammar's gonna be the death of me, Lord God. Grammar's gonna be the death of me. Greek gave him a little trouble, too. Homer's gonna be the death of me, Lord God. Homer's gonna be the death of me. So John Henry went to school and became a very competent thinker, which is unusual in itself.
Most of them can't read.
Anyone out in the business world where they do a lot of heavy thinking? Got him a job with the Chicago Tribune, thinking up thoughts for the day.
Then he had a job with the Weather Bureau, thinking up names for hurricanes.
Thinking up a storm.
But it was only seasonal work, so... He went and found his way north to Washington with the Atomic Energy Commission, and he began thinking up bombs.
Then he got a job writing our comedy material,
thinking up bombs.
Then he went to work with the federal government, thinking up excuses.
Yes, a big job which paid a lot of overtime. So they sent an efficiency expert out on the job, and he figured out John Henry's fringe benefits. And he cried out,
"Automation!" Well, the expert said to John Henry, "I'm gonna bring me a computer around. I'm gonna bring me a computer and an IBM machine. Cybernetics gonna put the answer down.
Computers help keep the payroll down."
Absolutely. The man who invented the computer was from a place called MIT. He punched out cards and tapes by the yard, humming, "Nearer, my God, to thee." Humming, "Nearer, my God, to thee." Well, John Henry said to the inventor, he said, "Your tubes don't mean a damn. All your wires and your circuits on the integer of two are never gonna beat a thinking man.
Hell no!
Are never gonna beat a thinking man." So it was determined that John Henry and the computer would have a race. The inventor punched out a floppy for the computer. John Henry stepped into the isolation booth, and Ralph Edwards read him his question,
which was, "Why is Jerry Lewis so popular in France?"
John Henry started into thinking till his head glowed cherry red. There was smoke from his ears and his eyes poured tears, and he thunked till his brain dropped dead. Think, think, thunk, thunk till his brain dropped dead.
That was pitiful.
What a terrible tragedy.
Twisted his brain.
This went right over the
edge. Rung out his frontal, parietal, and occipital section.
Burned himself a few synapses.
Oh, he certainly did. And some nerve endings, too.
I bet you. I bet you. They took John Henry to the bug house, but still his legend grows. Now no one's ever heard John Henry say a word. He's just sitting there smiling like he knows.
Hamilton Camp and Bob Gibson. John Henry, the thinking man. That's from their album At the Gate of Horn Revisited. Broadcasting live, where Cody Piper's coming up next from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.